I'm on a mission to help high flyers just like yourself, who until now have let the fear of public speaking hold them back from making a bigger impact. Join me as I find out the secret sauce from the world's leading speakers to make your speeches more interesting, enjoyable to give, and impactful for your audience. That's the mission, and this podcast will get you there. My name's Victor Ahipeni, and this is the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. Speaker Nation, what is happening? Welcome to another episode of the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. I am your host, Victor Ahipeni, and today it is just me and you getting intimate, because what I want to talk to you about is an important aspect that a lot of people looking to grow themselves as speakers, to get more speaking gigs and to create more opportunities for themselves, forget. They think that if they just improve their public speaking skills, that that will be enough. And what you have to factor in is, what other things do you have that can allow you to position yourself and to allow you to build authority and credibility? And we're going to touch on some of the ones that I think are really important and that you can quite easily do over time. So the first things you have to think about is, if there's you and somebody else who are talking or can speak or have qualifications or expertise in a particular area, why would they choose you over somebody else if you've, say, got the same qualifications, the same level of expertise in that particular space, or you both do the same role, whether that be like, you know, say a life coach or an accountant or an athlete who's won a gold medal? What would differentiate you from the other people? Yeah, hopefully if it's achievements that you have won, if, you know, if you're Usain Bolt and you're the fastest man in the world and you've won multiple gold medals, that's going to set you apart from people just from your achievements. But if you're, say, an accountant, that may not separate you from the bunch, because there's dime a dozen accountants, there's dime a dozen accountant owners. And that's more of a qualification, in my opinion, than an achievement. And so that can make you an expert on that subject matter, but it doesn't necessarily make you an authority. So let's look at ways that you can create some of that authority within your particular industry or niche. And obviously that's what a lot of you are looking to do with speaking, is to build further authority. But often to create and open some of the doors, you have to have some of this authority. So there's a little drill that I like to work on. And that drill is, how would you like to be introduced onto stage? Just imagine you're speaking at your ideal event that someone's hosting. They've invited you along and they're about to invite you onto stage. Are they just going to say, you are an accountant who graduated from the University of Sydney and you have gone on to start your own firm and you've worked in this industry for 10 years. How could you make that sound more appealing, more enticing? And how could you do that in a quick fashion? So let's look at the first one. And this is one that is massively underutilized, in my opinion, as it can quite easily be done, and it's media. And something that massively changed my mindset towards getting media attention is a book called Trust Me, I'm Lying by Ryan Holiday, who's a New York Times bestseller. And we're actually going to delve deeper into getting media exposure to boost your business's credibility, your speaking credibility, and getting you in front of more people and creating more opportunities. Because as I said, it's one of the big goals of this podcast. And what Ryan talks about in his book, Trust Me, I'm Lying, which you should definitely check out, I'll link it in the show notes at publicspeakingblueprint.com, and you'll actually be able to pick up a free audiobook version from there if you jump over to the site. And what this book talks about is how he's used media manipulation skills to get businesses of his own and ones that he's worked for, like American Apparel, into the media and viral. And what he talks about is trading up the chain. So creating a piece of content that you can link out to first lower level bloggers and smaller news agencies. And then that gets picked up by the larger ones, and then you can leak it to those ones, and then the bigger ones and bigger ones. And you know, one of my friends used this to get from a local newspaper and small blog onto BBC World within the space of a week, and it blew up his app. It went to number one in multiple different countries. And so this is something that's really powerful from a speaking point of view, because you can harness some niche of what you teach, what you talk about, the message that you're trying to get into an article that can be then picked up and spun out by all these different media agencies, because they are always looking for content. And once you've got your media presence, that's something that you can often reference back to. And what I mean by that is, when I'm talking about getting how you're getting introduced onto stage, if they can say, hey, this is Victor and he's been featured in the Huffington Post, Business Insider, Inc., Forbes, the Australian Herald, or the different magazines and newspapers and all these things, whether they be online or not, that straight away boosts your authority and makes people more likely to listen to you when you speak upon when you get up onto the stage and you start speaking to them. On the flip side, if you're comparing, going back to that Apple versus Apple comparison, if you've got back to the accountants, if you've got two accountants and one of them has been featured in all those other media outlets and one of them's been featured in none, it's going to start to have an internal bias, and you're going to sway to the one that has more of the social proof out there. The same goes if two of you apply to speak at an event. Somebody who has more of the markers of social proof is more likely to get put ahead. Of course, there's other circumstances that person may have spoken, but let's say if we're just comparing apples to apples, you can put one step forward, you can have the same qualifications, but you can be more media savvy. The next thing, and again, we're going to get experts on all of these to go a lot deeper, is you can create a book, and you can make it an Amazon number one bestseller, and we'll talk about that and how it can be a really good leverage to send out to event organizers, to send to companies, to send to people that you want to do JV partners with, because it shows that you have expertise that you're confident and willing enough to put into a book. And it's, you can do it all from the comfort of your own home. I've put out two books, and then you can get them self-published, so you can order 100 of them and write personalized messages to particular people, send them there, and it's an awesome cold or lukewarm way of getting in front of people and getting past that first gatekeeper, because everyone's happy to have a book. It's not this really intrusive thing. It's not making you do anything straight off the bat. And even if they don't read it, they're going to say, hey, this person is a subject matter expert in this particular niche because they've written a book on it and it's potentially become a bestseller, which again isn't that difficult to do if done well. But providing you create good content for your book, that's the secondary thing, because if they do end up reading it, they get hooked, they're more likely to hire or bring upon your services. So you imagine you're now getting introduced onto stage as Joe Bloggs, who's been featured in Business Insider, Huffington Post, Inc., Forbes, BBC World, and they are a best-selling author. And then where do we go from that? And podcast host of Public Speaking Secrets podcast, or for my previous one, Youngpreneurs podcast. And that allows you to connect with all these awesome influencers. You'll see all the cool guests that I am getting on. I'm getting to create these friendships and tap into their knowledge, tap into their networks, give myself exposure by having this podcast, as well as giving myself social proof. People go, well, he's got a book on public speaking, he's done a lot of public speaking, and he also has a podcast. And the podcast is obviously there primarily to help your audience and to get them exposure to you, that you have a solution that may be able to help them. And for a lot of those people, it may be a free solution, and then some are going to take you up on a higher level option because they think that you've got some value to offer. But again, if you have a top ranking, or if you can, you know, have the number one podcast in your particular niche, or just by being the host and you can throw in different things, you know, he's interviewed over 50, over 100, over 200, over 1,000 different so-and-sos, or he's, you know, talked to the leading experts in, you know, a particular niche, including the likes of, say, so, you know, for my Youngpreneurs podcast, it went to number one in 6 different countries on iTunes and New and Noteworthy, and I was lucky enough to speak to some of the world's most inspiring under 35-year-old entrepreneurs, as well as some other big hitters by the likes of Grant Cardone, the $400 million man. And then, of course, you got your achievements. If you've entered competitions and won awards, if you've been the fastest growing company, if you're in a Inc. 1000, Forbes 5000 or 1000 or 500 company, all those different things that are markers of social proof. So you might have worked for a, you know, head of marketing, like one of the guests, Nick Bowditch. He was head of marketing for Facebook and Twitter in Australasia. And he was the first person to and only person to have worked for both Facebook and Twitter. So that is just social proof in itself from the achievement that he had of working for them. So if we take this a step back, there's other things that tend to come off the back of that. Yeah, I got a TEDx event off the back of my podcast and speaking engagements and having a book. They all kind of culminated to throwing enough white flags out there to show somebody that, hey, let's have a look at him and see if he's worth having him to speak at our event. So they don't also always necessarily work individually. They may be a culmination of all of those things. But when I'm getting introduced onto stage, it's TEDx speaker. You know, next up, we've got Victor Ahipeni, who's a TEDx speaker, and he has a number one best-selling author of The Public Speaking Secrets and The Authority Handbook. He's also the host of the number one ranking podcast, Youngpreneurs, and the amazing Public Speaking Secrets podcast, where he interviews the world's leading speakers and trainers on what separates them and makes them different. Then we can chuck in some awards and qualifications and things like that. And all of that, before I've even walked onto stage, has put me on a pedestal of people saying, this is why I should listen to this person. And it's not me talking about it. It's, you know, the host or the MC, or, yeah, occasionally it can be you. You can use it to social proof. And we'll talk about that in later sessions, how to sell from stage, how to social proof yourself from stage, how to sell from webinars and online. But hopefully that gives you a really good kind of overview of the different things you can do. You can use the media, you can create a book and a podcast, and you can get speaking gigs. And again, you can use the media to re-promote those. So that it's kind of like this ecosystem that you go into and you tap into to try and boost your own credibility. So what you have to understand is you don't necessarily have to start knowing more to be better known. You have to just figure out how to get in front of your ideal audience and be that this micro-influencer, or, you know, the massive influencer in your space. So I hope you have got some value out of that. Our next episode, we have another amazing guest, and I know you are all going to be in for a treat, and you're going to get a lot of benefit no matter where you are in your speaking journey. But in the meantime, guys, keep getting out there, keep getting in front of people, and keep getting your message out there and making an impact. If you want to fast track your confidence and impact with public speaking, then be sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where there's an array of free resources to help you no matter where you are on your journey to becoming a more powerful speaker. And while you're at it, jump over to Facebook and join our free community called Speaker Nation, where there's a ton of other like-minded individuals just like yourself looking to level up. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode.